Dawn Jackson Blattner, you know her. She's been on the station many times and always does a great job. And I'm glad you're on with us tonight. I can tell you that because I was looking over some of the things we're going to talk about. And I know there was a premise of healthy food to prepare under the guise of tailgating, you know, right? I mean, that's what we were going to, that's one of the things we'll talk about. You're going to make some suggestions, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited about this. Last time we chatted, I was smiling for probably a week after. I had so much fun.
Wow, and thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I love this because you know what? The Bears are starting to play. You know, they have many games. That means many parties, many gatherings.
Yes.
And there's definitely a lot of good nutrition advice I could give that will not take the fun out of watching the game and having your snack. So I'm very excited about the topic.
Well, taking the fun out of it. I mean, that is a combination of words that I can relate to because that's the whole idea. It's you're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to be enjoying these items that you're eating for the tailgating. And we had Dan Levy on last night who had gone through Soldier Field to take a look at what they're serving at Soldier Field this year for the Bears. And I don't think you'd have bought into any of it. I mean, it was basically, it seemed to me, an entire smorgasbord of fat and cholesterol. But it tastes good. You know what I mean?
Well,
sure, you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And I'll say, you know, most of the time, my husband and I, my friends and I are watching the game in the warmth of our own home.
Yeah, right.
And so there you have a lot of opportunities to still eat what you crave, eat what you love, but just make it with a little bit better for you ingredients. So let me give you an example. Actually, one of the first things I will say is that pretty much you go to a football party and somebody's bringing wings. Like this is like a big thing. Chicken wings are the big thing. Now the deal with chicken wings are they don't have very much meat. They have a lot of skin and they're usually fried. So they are not the healthiest thing, but they are sure fun. And it's like a finger food. And it's a really easy swap to do chicken drumsticks instead. And you can buy skinless chicken drumsticks. There's way more protein, then there's no skin, and you don't have to deep fry them. You can put them in hot sauce, and they taste so good and fun. And you can still serve it alongside, like wings usually come with a dip and celery and carrots, which you know a dietitian loves. And so you can make yourself a blue cheese dip with Greek yogurt. I use 2% Greek yogurt. I put real blue cheese in there, stir it up, and I have celery, carrots, blue cheese dip, and then hot sauce, chicken drumsticks that are skinless, and it's still very fun. Same sort of flavor profile, same sort of, you know, efforts put in, but you're getting more protein, less fat, and you get those carrots and celery for extra veggie goodness.
I gotta tell you, you just hit a home run. That sounds fantastic. I mean, yeah, I like
that. I like that. Is that a touchdown? Should we be saying
touchdown though? Right. Yeah, it's it's a 2-point conversion. I love chicken wings, but this sounds better. I mean, absolutely, on every level. And people use, you know, dips and things like that you mentioned. And I couldn't keep up with you. I was trying to write it down. So I'll have to listen back
I love it. But really, it's so easy. It's so easy. The blue cheese dip, Greek yogurt is one of my favorite hacks of all. So anytime there's a creamy dip, you can always use Greek yogurt. And some people are like, oh my gosh, it's so sour. But if you get the 2% Greek yogurt, that little bit of extra fat really tones down the tartness, and it makes it so good. And then you just stir blue cheese right into it, and only that makes the greatest dip. So I definitely am a big fan of that. Another dip that's at a lot of parties is a spinach and artichoke dip.
Oh, yes.
Usually that's made with, like, mayonnaise and cream cheese. And you can swap that one, too, with Greek yogurt and just use frozen spinach or fresh spinach, some garlic, and then you do Greek yogurt. And it literally is delicious. And you get extra serving of spinach when you're making that spinach dip.
I have a question. Yes, John. What's your question?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Greek yogurt, but in all forms. But, you know, they do come in a variety of flavors, for lack of a better term, could you use any of the commercially available flavored Greek yogurts in this recipe of yours? Or does it have to be, you know, the hardcore Greek yogurt?
So I am always, no matter what we're ever talking about, I'm always going to encourage 2% plain Greek yogurt.
Right.
And the reason why is because anytime that you get something flavored, now mostly yogurts come like the sweet varieties, you know, like strawberry or vanilla. Those have a lot of added sugar most of the time.
True.
So the plain is one you can, you know, do on your own, and you can chop up fruit, or you can chop up like our, we're doing a more savory version where it's you put the blue cheese in. And plain just gives you a lot more variety, and you're under the control of your own amount of sugar and fruit. You can use real fruit instead of just like, you know, jams and jellies that you find in
right.
there. So
yeah.
I usually like the plain one. I usually have that in my house. And so, like, that is a great thing to have for dips. You know what? Actually, speaking of this, there is hands down my favorite thing to bring to anybody's house or to have when anybody's coming over to my house, and that is chili. I think chili is the greatest thing.
Yeah,
people all have their own version of making it, but in particular, I love it because you can put beans in it, and beans are one of those foods that people don't realize how incredibly healthy they are for you. They're one of the highest fiber foods that exist, and they're a great source of plant protein to keep you full. So you got beans. You can also, in your chili, do all sorts of interesting things with vegetables. I put kale in my chili. You could put spinach in your chili. You could put all different kinds of peppers and onions and things in your chili. So it secretly makes it like this great big, you know, dish of comfort, but also a lot of good nutrition from the veggies. And you can put Greek yogurt on it like it's sour cream, a little bit of green onions, a little bit of cheddar cheese, and really make it like a fun, you know, little chili bar. And getting all your friends and family extra veggies and extra beans, and then have fun with toppings.
Wow, you know your stuff. We'll be back with more on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it's 821 with John Landecker in the midst of a great conversation with Dawn Jackson-Blattner, registered dietitian, fantastic person to have on the air. She's also an author and had some great ideas about how to healthen up, for lack of a better term, tailgating and football party watching snacks. But I want to do a pivot, if that's all right.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, we can definitely pivot. I do have more ideas for you, but a pivot is always fun and exciting.
Well, it's in the notes here that they gave me. That you were willing, willing to talk about weight loss drugs.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Is that a
no? Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, I saw that, I guessed that we're talking these injectable, would that be the right word? These, you inject yourself with these, whatever they have in them, and then you magically lose all this weight in a relatively short period of time, which sounds, you know, too good to be true. And you know what, when it's, to me anyway, when it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Am I anywhere
close? Well, you know what? So the deal is there, you are absolutely right. There's a whole new slew of drugs for weight loss, and they are, you probably heard it on TV ads.
Oh, sure.
Called GLP-1, that stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. That's what it is. And so it's a hormone that our body naturally makes in our gut after we eat, but these medications really amplify the effects. So we make it, but we don't make that much of it. It doesn't stick around that long. But these drugs actually do, in fact, stick around and help people with food noise. So a lot of people think about food. They eat food, and they're thinking about when they're going to eat again, and they're really, that food noise is turned off with these medications. And the other thing is that they make people feel quite full. So they're not eating as much food. They're not wanting to eat as much food. And so these medications are actually excellent for the people that they are made for. So anybody suffering with the disease of obesity who tries with food and exercise and good sleep and stress management to help with their weight and are needing an extra tool from their doctor under medical supervision, these are great medications for them. Now, are they being abused by people who don't necessarily fit that marker? They're not being done under medical supervision. They're not being monitored, you know, under a doctor. There are people who are not suffering with obesity. So yes, they're being abused, but for the people they're right for, they are excellent. Now, the only thing I will say is that it is also imperative, so critical, so important, that when people are on these medications, they don't think about them as some sort of quick fix and they can eat whatever they want and now, you know, they just lose all this weight, because you really need to focus more than ever when you're losing weight like that on high protein foods so that you maintain your muscle mass and that you're doing weight training exercises to maintain your muscle mass. Because anytime you lose weight so quickly, you lose a lot of muscle, and muscle is our longevity organ. The more muscle you have, the longer and healthier you will live. So it is critical. So that's where my role comes in, even as a dietitian with these medications, is to encourage people to maintain muscle mass with protein and weightlifting.
All right, let's go back to food.
Yes.
You said you had some more ideas.
Well, I like it. I like this, like, pivot. You never know what's going to happen with you, John. How fun.
Well, yes. Some people think that's good. Some people think that's not so good. But thank you.
I love it. We jump around. It keeps it exciting. So, again, that's the story on the weight loss medication. And let's go back to football. Because I did say I have a couple more ideas. Because here's what when I have people come over, I love to put out dips. So, you know, salsa, guacamole, seven-layer dip. But I have a really fun trick that I do. In addition to putting out chips that you could put in these dips, I use what I call pepper scoops. Have you ever had those mini bell peppers?
Well, now, wait a minute. I must have. Are they hot or no?
No, they are like regular, like, you know, red bell peppers, green bell peppers, yellow bell peppers.
But they're mini.
But they're in mini size.
No, I've not.
They are... Oh, my gosh. Okay. You've got to go to the grocery store. They're in like a bag, and you can buy a big bag of them. When you cut them in half, they end up being the perfect scooper for guacamole, salsa, and seven bean dip. So I put out these little pepper scoops, and I put out chips. And I'm telling you, people use both. So it's a great sort of secret fun way to get people to enjoy eating more veggies with those dips. And another thing I love to put out is popcorn. So people forget that popcorn is a natural whole grain food. And we know whole grains help with heart health. They help with digestive health. They help with immunity. Whole grains are great for us. And you know, when people get nervous watching a football game, a lot of times they want to be snacking on something. Popcorn is one of those very great whole grain foods that you can put out, and it has, you know, a lot of air, but it's still good for you. And you can season it, like there's, you know, pizza flavor, like with Parmesan cheese and oregano, or you could do like more of a cinnamon type of popcorn. But it's a great thing to have out because it's naturally a whole grain. And when it comes to dessert, I love apple nachos. You just slice up apples and you put like nut butter on it, little baby mini chocolate chips. And it's a way for people to be eating apples, but it feels like way more fun because it's apple nachos.
That sounds fantastic. That is right up my alley. That's great.
Yeah. And all of these things are very low cooking and low fuss. That's the other thing. You know, to be the best host and hostess, you can't be high stress. So, you know, it's very quick things like popcorn and apple nachos and some quick dips with those pepper scoops, you know, maybe a pot of chili, maybe those drumsticks we were talking about.
It's
all quick stuff. But it also has fruits, vegetables, and some healthy things in there so that, you know, the people you love are getting healthy things from you.
Well, I think you've accomplished your mission, and that is to provide recipes and combinations of food that in the end are, number one, healthy, but also number two, unbelievably tasty. I mean, that's the, you know, that's the what? Dichotomy when you say to somebody, well, maybe not so much anymore, but it used to be, oh, let's have some health food. And the reaction would be, I don't know, because they'd put out those power bars or whatever those were years ago. And you'd take a bite of them, and they tasted like cardboard, and they cost like $5, but you said to yourself, well, it tastes bad, so it must be good for me. You know,
just, oh my gosh, isn't that the truth? That is the funniest thing ever. It's actually very much what everybody thinks. You know, it's that healthy food is going to taste bad. Yes. And you know what I say is, if you don't like the taste of something, it's never going to be good nutrition. Like, good nutrition always starts with it tasting good, because that's the only way people are going to eat it. So yes, taste is a huge thing. Convenience is huge. You also have to make sure that things aren't going to take 50 million years to make, because you're never going to do it. So you taste, convenience, and then you get the health benefits in that way. But it really has to be both easy and tasty to work.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for coming on. I really appreciate it. I hope to talk to you again sometime this season.
Well, I hope so, too. And I hope when you're watching those football games, you'll have some of our snacks.
Oh, well, you can count on it. I'm going to work on it as soon as I get off the air. Thanks for being on with us.
I love it. Good. Thanks for having me, John.
You bet.